So, drinking moderate amounts of caffeine might actually be good for you then, but what about when in the day you drink it? We've alluded to the fact that it can affect how awake or how woozy you feel. So how does it affect our sleep, and could there therefore be some long-term detrimental effects? Dr. John O'Neill's from the MRC Laboratory of Molecular Biology. So John, first of all, what actually regulates when we sleep and when we're awake?
Whether or not we sleep is dependent upon two separate, though related, biological processes. One of them is your homeostatic sleep drive, and that is something that simply accumulates the longer that you've been awake. And that's very much dependent upon adenosine and these adenosine receptors that had already been mentioned. And in that context, the longer you've been awake, the more adenosine you have in the brain. And in that context, adenosine acts like a sedative.
So it's trying to make you go to sleep.
Exactly.
And so that's why the longer you've been awake, the more sleep you get, because it's just building up.
That's exactly right. But then there is another equally important process, your circadian rhythm, and that's the internal biological clock that regulates so many different aspects of our physiology, such as when we feel hungry, but also when we fall asleep and when we wake up in the morning.
There is literally a neurological clock ticking in the brain that's keeping time and gets us up in the morning and sends us to bed at night.
It's even more interesting than that. Not only is it in the brain, but it's in every single cell of the body. So I could take a scraping of your skin cells, grow them in a petri dish, and they would still have an approximately 24-hour rhythm in when various clock genes are turned on and off.
So my body knows what time of day it is. And metabolically, it's gearing up for when I'm going to get up in the morning. It's winding me down at night.
That's absolutely
how
right.
You've answered the question, what does caffeine do to the buildup of adenosine in the brain that's trying to inexorably build up and send me to sleep anyway? But what about the circadian clock? What does caffeine do to that then?
That's a question that had not actually been answered until very recently. So in collaboration with a colleague in the States, Ken Wright at the University of Colorado, in the first experiment, we took five humans and persuaded them to spend 49 days in constant dim light, basically. Not a huge amount of fun. But under those very well-controlled experimental conditions, we could monitor their biological clock by looking at the timing of the release of the sleep hormone melatonin. And so then what we do is give them 3 hours before their normal bedtime, either a placebo pill or a caffeine pill. And the caffeine pill is about 200 milligrams, about the same that you get in a double espresso.
A nice strong coffee. Yep.
Exactly. And what we observed was that the melatonin increase was delayed by nearly an hour. Okay, so what you're basically doing is the equivalent of jet lagging yourself.
In other words, taking that dose of coffee at whatever time of day is going to push back the natural time when you say you want, when your brain is normally going to tell you to go to sleep. And so you're going to start to wind down an hour later than you otherwise would also.
We actually can't say that yet. All that we can say confidently at the moment is that taken in the evening, it will delay your biological clock. And then the fascinating thing is that we can see exactly the same thing at the cellular level. So in human cells, treating them with caffeine has the same effect. It delays the biological clock. So the thing that's important in terms of your health, taking a step back, is that we know that circadian disruption, as occurs during shift work, for example, is really bad for you in the long term. So there's a very strong association with chronic diseases such as diabetes, neurodegenerative disorders.
Breast cancer.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. A load of different cancers.
So don't tell me that by taking coffee into the evening, I might be pushing myself into almost the same regime and increase my disease risk.
It's unlikely that it's going to be of the same magnitude as of the risk associated with shift work, but it's certainly likely to be pushing you in that direction.
Am I robbing myself of sleep, though, John, in the sense that if I do this and I enable myself to stay active for longer into the evening, but then I still set my alarm clock for 7 o'clock the next morning, am I effectively building up a sleep debt this way?
Yes, you are building up a sleep debt, and not only that, going back to the homeostatic sleep drive, if you put one of these electroencephalograms on an individual during sleep,
it measures brainwaves.
That's
right.
Exactly right. It measures brainwaves. You see that the delta power, these slow waves that are very characteristic hallmarks of deep sleep, are much more disrupted in individuals that have had caffeine. So not only are you going to increase your sleep debt by drinking coffee late at night or any form of caffeine late at night, but also the quality of sleep is going to be less.
Because the normal pattern of sleep that evolves over a night is not going to be fulfilled in your average night. So would your advice then be, on the basis of what you're finding, that people perhaps shouldn't push their coffee drinking into the late night?
Clearly, it is going to vary between individuals, as Thomas said. So some people just do not notice a coffee in the evening, and that's got to be due to genetic variation.
I'm one of them. I will drink coffee till the cows come home, and it doesn't seem to affect my sleep.
So that's got to be due to genetic variation within the population.
Or just saturation is the
other possibility. No, it can't be due to saturation because this aspect doesn't seem to, you don't seem to be able to tolerate to its effects upon sleep and circadian rhythms. So what I would probably advise, based on what we know at the moment, that in caffeine sensitive individuals, they really should try not to drink caffeine at night.
Okay, well, we'll bear that in mind and I'll see if I can actually mitigate my habit a little bit. Thank you very much. John O'Neill from the MRC Laboratory for Molecular Biology. Thank you also to our other caffeinated studio guests this week. Yes, we did serve them a nice strong tea. Peter Cowley, Thomas Krieg and Sandra Sunram Lee.